last verse. We all do exalt thee, leader triumphant, and pray that thou wilt, our banner will be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation, thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free. Go to 495, count your many blessings. We'll sing that one. All right. We'll sing a couple verses of that one. Count your many blessings. All right. Verse number one. When upon thy billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Oh, the last. So amid the conflict, brother great, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to the journey's end. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Amen. Good singing there tonight, Pastor Long.
Good evening, everyone. Psalm 95. Look at Psalm 95 tonight. As you know, tonight is historically a different night for us as far as ministering to one another. And we're looking at Psalm 95, the day before Thanksgiving. Just going to read a couple verses here tonight. Psalm 95. 1-3. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Anybody glad that we have a rock to which to build upon? I might be shaken on the rock, but the rock's never shaken underneath me. Amen. It's a sure foundation. Verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And we just did. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. How many of you know there's a lot of gods? The answer is there isn't a lot of gods. Whenever you see gods in the Bible, it's judges, rulers. There is no other God than the true God. Do people worship false gods? Oh, yes, they do. Do you know where false gods exist? In the minds of deceived men. That's the only place they exist. Think about that. The only place false gods exist are in the minds of deceived men. There's only one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And there's nothing that compares to Him. And I may mention about, we really need to give up these things about with our kids and stuff. I don't know if anybody's done it recently, but you know, God is like an egg. There's the out shell, there's the white, and there's the... No, God is not like an egg. God is not like an egg. Holy means unique. Unique, unique, unique. The angels are the seraphim around the throne. Isaiah saw it, and he's just exclaiming this. And you know, when God starts out, he doesn't start out explaining himself, does he? He just says, in the beginning, God. He just declares himself. And then we learn about God. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. God. So we're praising and exalting the true God. I'm going to read some things here tonight, just some questions about let us be thankful to God is what I entitled these passages. Let me read this statement, then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. God's word is filled with many reminders of how powerful and vital a thankful heart can be in this world. What do we need our hearts filled with? Thankfulness. You know, if we don't have a thankful heart toward the Lord, it has a real negative effect upon us. And it has a real negative effect upon our testimony for Christ. Now, there is a lot to complain about, yes or no? If we look long hard enough, we can complain. And there's nothing wrong with stating the facts. But even in the right spirit of stating the facts, you always want to bring it back up to God as a sovereign ruler over all, and that He's interested in all the details of our lives, and He's the one that really cares about us. How do you know God cares about you? Because He sent His Son to die on the cross for your sins. Are you thankful that Jesus died for you on the cross? So, you know, if you ever lose your way, go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. You ever doubt God loves you, go back to the cross. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that You would just take this special service tonight. Let it be a time of thanksgiving to You, O Lord our God. May from our hearts everyone give a short testimony of something that they're thankful to You for, dear Lord. I want to say tonight, Father, I'm so thankful for the blood of Your Son to wash away all my sins. And at any time I would sit down and meditate upon that, I would always have a revived spirit. Thank You so much, Lord. And You've loaded us daily with benefits if we would just take the time to think about it. And then even when we die, to be absent from our body, we'll be present with You. No more pain, no more sorrow, and a joyful eternity. So, Lord, be exalted tonight. You've even won over death. And we praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Seven things a grace-filled heart of thanksgiving to God will do for you. Just think about some meditations here. One, it gets our eyes off ourselves and helps us to focus back on God. If we're thanking God, we're not thinking about ourselves. Our eyes are off our problems, and we're looking at the problem solver, the one who can take us through, get our eyes back on the Lord. That's what grace filling the heart will do. So, you know, if you don't feel like grace has filled your heart, just ask the Lord, Lord, fill my heart with Your grace. Just ask the Lord to fill your heart with His grace. So if it happens, it'll help us to keep our eyes off ourselves and help us to focus back on God. This is what happens when a heart is filled with thanksgiving. Two, now if you can copy these later. All of my stuff's borrowed, so don't worry about it. If you want a copy, it's fine. Two, it reminds us that we're not in control, but that we serve a mighty God who is. It keeps us in a place of humility and dependence on Him as we recognize how much we need Him. That's what thanking the Lord will do for us. A third thing thanking God will do, it'll help us to recognize we have so much to be thankful for and to remember the goodness of His many blessings. We sang, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." Other songs that fill our heart with praise to the Lord. Thankfulness. And it is proper to stop at this time of year and do it. It should be a daily thing, but it's not always, is it? It should be a daily thing, but it's not always. So it's proper to stop. Some religious cults say, "Oh, what are you doing focusing on that kid's birthday? I mean, yeah, you know." No. It's okay to focus on a special day for someone. It's an act of kindness and love. And tomorrow particularly, will be a day of thanksgiving, particularly to God. And we thank Him for what He's done for us. The fourth thing thanksgiving to God will do, it'll remind us that God is a giver of all good gifts. If you've ever received anything good, it came from God. If you ever received anything good, it came from God. By the way, that's before you're saved, too. That's before you're saved, too. It reminds us that God is the giver of all good gifts. We were never intended to be fully self-sufficient in this life, meaning apart from God. A grateful heart reminds us that ultimately God is our provider and that all blessings and gifts are graciously given to us by His hand. He opens up His hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. That's power and grace. A fifth reason we can be thankful to the Lord is that a heart of gratitude leaves no room for complaining. While you're doing the one, you can't do the other. Think about that. Leaves no room for complaining. For it is impossible to be truly thankful and filled with negativity and ungratefulness at the same time. One will trump the other. Thankfulness or complaining. You remember that passage in Philippians? Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Why? Because you're children of God. And the world expects us to be different. Did you know that? The world expects us to be different because we have Jesus in our hearts. Now, we don't do it perfectly. This is not a time for the going down into the depths of despair, too much of soul, you know. No, this is a day of rejoicing. Like Nehemiah said, no, no, no. Remember, it's the joy of the Lord is your strength. So we just need to be thankful to the Lord more and more, and the joy will return. Six. Thanking the Lord, it makes the enemy flee. That's right. The forces of darkness can't stand to be around hearts that give thanks and honor to God. Our praise and thanksgiving will make them flee. Draw nigh unto the Lord, resist the devil, and he will what? He will flee from you. That means he is coming around and attacking you. A friend of mine, my best friend in college, said, "Hey, guess what happened yesterday?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, one of my boys went out hunting. He's 12, and he said, 'I'm going to get this deer.' And he didn't get the deer. And his dad said, 'Well, a little taste of humility is a good thing, you know.' And yeah, maybe the spirit wasn't right. I was kind of excited. And I was telling all my friends what I was going to be doing. He said, 'Yeah, remember, son, without the Lord's help, nothing.' He said, 'Yeah, you're right, Dad. Sorry about that.' And he said, 'Something else happened, too.' He said, I want to, my 8-year-old son, the caboose in the family, he wants to talk to you. They call me Uncle Joel. They said, 'Hey, Uncle Joel, guess what happened?' I said, 'I don't know.' His name is Caleb. I said, 'What happened, Caleb?' He said, 'I got saved yesterday.' So that was so wonderful, you know. I trusted the Lord as my Savior. And, you know, you just keep teaching those things and ask the Lord to put it in the child's heart. And he said, I asked Jesus to be my Savior. And so I got saved. And I said, I love you, Caleb. That's the best news I've ever heard. And it'd be the best news that you'll ever hear in your life is that you've trusted Christ as your Savior, taking the good news to your heart. And I said, I love you. He said, I love you. He's a matter of fact, young man. I love you too. You know. So when you draw nigh unto the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee from you. The devil will attack. The devil hates our lives because we're humans, first of all. Did you know this? And because God's given strength to men, he hates the nation of Israel. He hates marriage. He hates every believer. He hates the church. And he hates us personally. Just letting you know. And therefore we have to do all of our drawing of energy from the Lord and be thankful in him. And thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then the seventh thing, when we thank the Lord, it opens up the door for continued blessings. It invites his presence. Well, you say, we're already in his presence. Yes, that's true. But we're acknowledging his presence. Our spirits are refreshed and renewed in him. And God loves to give good gifts to his children. He delights in our thankfulness and pours out his spirit and favor over those who give honor and gratitude to him. He delights in that. It's just like a natural parent. The Lord uses that. Don't you as a father want to give good gifts to your children? Yes, you know, operating correctly and all that. Well, don't you think your heavenly father is much more gracious than you are? You have evil in your nature, but he doesn't. He goes from the lesser to the greater, you know. And we have a great desire to do a blessing to our children, but we have a sin nature. We have a carnal nature, and we're weak. We can't do but so much of things, but we can be a godly example and give praise to the Lord for the things that we have and what God's doing in our life. And that would be the most gracious gift we can give to our children, a praise of God. Psalm 63, 3 through 5. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. That denotes surrender. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. That's healthy eating, by the way. And he's talking about spiritually here. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So as we praise the Lord, he satisfies our hungry souls. And we know that we're living in grace when we're satisfied in his gift. Jesus Christ. We know we're walking in grace then. So tonight, it is that time. Is this mic good to go now, Gregory? I think.
It is now.
Boom. It is now. So what do we want to do? We want to thank the Lord for something. Remember, we've already had the preacher speak, so just give one or two things as the Lord lays upon your heart, and we'll just pass the mic this way and just hand it to the next person. Now, if you're embarrassed or something, don't want to give a testimony, just do it anyways. Okay, great. You thought I was going to say Pat. No. Just do it anyways, and everybody's going to do it, so it's not a... Don't get shy on this. Now, notice this. Can you... Well, this is on. Now, can you hear me? Wait a minute, Greg. This is an illustration. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me okay? No. Can you hear me now? So we want the mic here. We don't want it over here, please. Thank you. We will start with Maria. It's pretty loud. I'm turning this one off.
Even though he's making me do public speaking, I'm thankful for my family.
Hello.
Say, I thank the Lord for. I thank the Lord for.
I love my family.
Thank you. Can you say something?
I love my family.
Good.
I thank the Lord that my cousin Joshua is going to come and visit in a couple weeks.
I'm thankful that I can spend eternity with God, so that's pretty cool.
Thankful for Trump. You guys are supposed to laugh. But.
I want to thank the Lord for this church, for Pastor Aldridge, Pastor Tara Blanche, and our present pastor, who has never strayed from the Word and has led us from the Bible, God's holy word, and I thank you, Pastor.
I want to thank the Lord for his being willing to continue to teach us just about himself and about how to live and just how we're supposed to be as Christians here on this earth.
I thank the Lord for my parents who've trained me in God's word, and I later came to understand that there's no pleasure in the world, but God's word is the truth, and I just thank the Jesus Christ for my salvation.
Well, I do have a lot to say, but I won't say everything. But I just praise the Lord so much for just growing me. I never really knew what life was all about until I became a Christian. And even then, it was the trials. Didn't understand them until God just started opening my eyes to teaching me how to pray more and to having complete faith in him, even though some days I don't feel like I have the faith that I'm supposed to have.
I want it.
But you want to say something? I'm just thankful. Last year at this time, we were, as a family, pretty scared. So I just thank God for keeping my family safe, for answered prayers. I don't know. God has just shown me so much, and I praise him for being able to talk to your children about the Lord, and they talk back with you about him. Some of my children don't do that, but some of them do, and I just praise God for being able to fellowship with my kids. It's an exciting thing.
I want to say something.
What are you thankful for?
Say anything.
I'm thankful.
Say my mommy.
My mommy.
Like I said, there's just so much. I mean, I praise God for who he is. I praise the Lord for saving my soul. I'm thankful for my husband and my children. Even today, just being able to talk with my mother-in-law about the Lord and talking about how God is, numbers are important to him. And it was just exciting, and talking about Trump and how he was appointed as president at this time. And it was just different blessings. No. Josiah made it home. He didn't know if he was going to have off. Colton's on his way. It didn't look like after he had started out that he was going to make it today, or be able to come home. But God is blessed, and he's on his way. He should be here around midnight tonight. So I'm just very thankful. There's many things, and I can't say enough about. I know I'm truly blessed by God, and I'm very thankful for that.
Okay, here's your turn, quick.
Say something.
I love your mommy.
We'll let her know you said that. I just thank God for, and I'm just stepping away so she doesn't keep talking into the mic. I just thank God for God's love and how he is kind of dealing with each one of my kids. And we see that. And he shut the door on something that Josiah was seeking, a job employment in Florida. And he just plainly shut the door. And I thank God that he loves us enough to shut the door. He's just not letting us go through life doing what we want to do. But he has a plan for us, and that he loves us. The God who created this universe has a plan and a design for each one of us, and I thank him for that. And I thank him that in a lot of the times of traveling, you get to see third world countries and what we truly have. And Christmas time is so hard to pick out gifts, because we're a country that has everything. And so, yeah, we are blessed. We took our kids one time to Mexico, and they were so quiet coming home. Because they, I think they kind of realized what they have and just the fact that God blesses so much and so much we take for granted. So I thank him, and I also just want to thank my church family. I'm closer to everybody more here than I am some of my own family. So I thank God for all of y'all as well.
I'm thankful for my church family and for my other family and for all the teachers and things that teach the little children. Oh, sometimes I have to go in and straighten them out, but I want to keep bringing them, and hopefully they'll be good. And thanks for everything.
I want to thank the Lord that he kept us Gentiles in mind and made a way that we could come to Christ, his precious son. It wasn't just meant for the Jewish race. He opened it up to us. I thank him for a mother and dad, a dad that was willing to stand out away from his family and accept Christ as his savior. It cost him his family. They didn't understand, but he was faithful. I recently came across his testimony, and it just was fabulous to read it, to see how God moved in this man and used him to worship him and honor him. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for good preachers I've had in the 60 some years I've been saved. I've had some good men I've sat under who broke down the word of God and made it so that it was clear and understandable. I'm thankful for a church family because you are my family. You're what I have. And I'm thankful for your care and your prayers and your understanding. And I just thank Jesus for giving his life. If I'd have been the only person on this world, he'd have done it just for me. I'm so thankful.
I'm going to start way back. I was fortunate that Bill did genealogy and found out I had great, great, great grandparents who came here, two brothers, as missionaries back in the 1700s, and that has carried through the years ever from then. Christian great-grandparents and grandparents who love the Lord, and my parents, of course, and now I see my grandchildren and grandchildren still serving him, and God is faithful. And he protects and he guides. And we just need to pray and ask him and do what he wants us to do when we have opportunities. And I just praise the Lord that he's been in our lives. And I am very thankful and very fortunate. I have cousins and nieces and nephews who love the Lord. And I really want to thank the Lord for protecting my nephew, Tom. He was on a missions trip to Albania last week, where the earthquake is now. And he could just have easily been there now, or the earthquake could have occurred when he was there. So I praise the Lord for that and the protection that he gives us and for his care and providing for us when we don't have the wherewithal to do things. He is faithful and just to supply our every need. I just can't praise him and thank him enough for all he's done for me. Well, I'm like someone else said, I don't know where to start. But I will start with my parents. I'm thankful that I had Christian parents who took me to church, well, as soon after I was born as she could. And I'm thankful for a church that preaches the gospel. And like Jeannie mentioned, I've had different pastors. I thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for my family, for my church family. And I just have so much. I couldn't begin to thank the Lord for everything right now. I've said so much recently that back in high school, the Lord led me into nursing, and it's great. I was the other idea was a math teacher in high school. At school, I couldn't deal with that. I just thank the Lord, and I am still working occasionally. The Lord has, I just thank Him for everything and for. Like I said, my kids, the grandkids, between Don and I, we had 11 grandchildren, and we have 12 great-grandchildren, and I want to be a testimony before them, and I'm praying that those that don't know the Lord will come to a saving knowledge of Him. Thank you.
Where do I start? I'm thankful for my family, from my mom all the way down to the youngest. I'm thankful for each and every one of them. They're all different. They're all fun. They're all, you know. But I'm really thankful that each one of my kids can go to my mom, their grandmother, and my youngest I know, and the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, they just love her, so... And that she's a godly person to look up to. I'm glad for my job. Sometimes it's not easy working in Alzheimer's, but I thank God for that. Somebody's got to do it. And I'm thankful for my health, even though I've been up and down, because I look at people that are sick, that's got cancer, and that are dying. At least... my back aches and my hip aches, and at least I can work. But there's a lot to be thankful for.
I'm thankful for this church and our pastor and for all the people here. I just love them. I just love this church. And I'm thankful for my family, too. And I'm especially thankful for my salvation.
As I sit here and as Pastor said about thinking about things you'd be thankful for, there's so many things to be thankful for. I mean, my family and God's love to me. But as I sat here and had the chance to think, tomorrow will be the anniversary of when I went into the hospital for the first time, I believe. And that started a round of about 2 months of being in the hospital and not being able to walk, being paralyzed and wondering what was going to happen and not just trusting the Lord for, I never once thought that I wasn't going to come out of it necessarily. I mean, I didn't know what the Lord was doing and what was going to happen, but I trust in the doctors to know what they're doing and treat me the way that I should be treated, but I guess I'd be thankful for the trial that he put me through, and seeing his hand guiding me through it and coming out. I feel like I'm coming out the other side. I feel like my family's coming out the other side. And knowing that he's faithful to myself and my family, and seeing how he's worked through that last year that we've had, and the things that he's done for us as a family and me personally. There's been some times in the last year that I didn't necessarily question God necessarily. I don't know how I would put it. I felt like I was low. And he gave me opportunities to be able to do some things that I didn't know if I was going to be able to do again. And I was thankful for those opportunities.
Well, it sounds like it's all family night tonight, and I'm certainly thankful for my children that are walking with the Lord, preachers, children's workers, and thankful for that. On a lighter note, I praise the Lord that I was able to get snow tires for my truck. Now you have to understand this. This truck is too old to put tires on that are making today. I started going to Bastion's and every place that I went, and they said, they don't make tires for your truck anymore. And I called the one place that we used to deal with, and she and the girl said, "Oh, I got two sets of them." I said, "I'll take them." So praise the Lord for that. Pastor Long and I talked about this as well. We were able to connect to a dear man that's near me. His name is Carl, and he sent a thank you to me for Thanksgiving for helping him. And also for Pastor Long showing up and him doing some work for him too. His name is Carl. And Linda, his wife, and we're praying that they come to Christ. And we really believe this is an open door for them. And at this point, I am thankful that my kids finally moved. Amen. And we're going down tomorrow to their home, their new home. And we're going to invade it, and we're going to destroy it. No, we're going to have a lot of fun with them. And so praise the Lord. They have a beautiful home that God has opened up, and they love the Lord. They want to do, and they're meeting people all over and kids, and that's what they wanted. So we're so thankful for that. And my wife continues. We were at the hospital today. She had another test, and I'm thankful that they're trying to get to the bottom of whatever's going on. So thankful for that. Okay.
I'm thankful for just a lot of women that have been just pouring into my life and loving me and giving me wisdom about being a mom and a wife, and just very, very thankful.